Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Saturday night show. Today I am happy to present a well-known football player, Peter Summons. Hello, Peter.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me. It is good to be here.
Well, Peter, you've had quite a career as a football player. How many years have you been playing the sport?
15 years. I started in year 9 and played all through high school, university, and then as a professional.
That's incredible. But going back to year 9, tell us how it all started.
Well, I didn't really have a choice whether to play or not since my father is a football coach. High school football was always a part of our family life. All weekends we spent on the field, watching my dad work with teams, play games, win tournaments. When I was old enough, I joined his team as well.
I see. What was it like being a son of your team's coach? Did he have high standards for you?
I'd say his standards were even higher for me than for other team members. My dad, as a coach in our small town, was almost like a president. I had to have the respect and support of the town, the parents and the players. I had to be the best one out there. Otherwise, I wasn't allowed to play. It was something I had to live with and accept, and it was hard at times.
I can only imagine. Did your father advise you to play football at university?
It was a mutual decision because it was a very natural thing to do. I loved the game and was the best player in our area, so I joined the university team. It was a lot of pressure playing for one of the best university teams in the country. It was a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice, but a great time nevertheless.
So, what happened after graduating from university?
I had a choice to start working as a news reporter, since that was my major, or continue as a football player. I chose the second option. I joined the professional team a week after my graduation and played with them for the next 7 years. In those 7 years, I underwent 7 serious surgeries and had 3 head injuries.
I have been following your career and have heard of those injuries. It must have been very difficult for your family to watch you in so much pain.
Yes, my wife and my father are the 2 people who helped me make the decision to leave football behind. They are the most important influences in my life, so I listened to them. When I was growing up, my father always told me that football is not the only thing in life. There are other things to strive for.
So, what are your plans now? What will be your next passion?
I want to be with my family more. I want to be a dad. For the last 2 years, I've been hosting my own show about hunting. My parents always taught me to use all that I've learned for the next stage in my life and to be the best I can be in it. So, I guess that's what I will be doing with this show now. I have always enjoyed the outdoors, so this kind of work suits me well.
Well, I guess we'll be colleagues now, Peter. It's great to hear that you found your passion in life again. But let me ask you, do you ever miss football now?
You know, my coach's words on the day we won the national championship were, "Guys, don't let this be the most important day of your lives. There are bigger things in life, bigger things to enjoy." So I can't even tell you the last time I thought about football, even professional football. I am at a different stage now, and life is just as exciting as it was before.
I am very glad to hear that, Peter. Thank you for sharing your story.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello everyone, and welcome to our Saturday night show. Today I am happy to present a well-known football player, Peter Summons. Hello, Peter.
Hello, thank you for inviting me. It is good to be here.
Well, Peter, you've had quite a career as a football player. How many years have you been playing the sport?
15 years. I started in year 9 and played all through high school, university, and then as a professional.
That's incredible. But going back to year 9, tell us how it all started.
Well, I didn't really have a choice whether to play or not since my father is a football coach. High school football was always a part of our family life. All weekends we spent on the field, watching my dad work with teams, play games, win tournaments. When I was old enough, I joined his team as well.
I see. What was it like being a son of your team's coach? Did he have high standards for you?
I'd say his standards were even higher for me than for other team members. My dad, as a coach in our small town, was almost like a president. I had to have the respect and support of the town, the parents, and the players. I had to be the best one out there. Otherwise, I wasn't allowed to play. It was something I had to live with and accept, and it was hard at times.
I can only imagine. Did your father advise you to play football at university?
It was a mutual decision because it was a very natural thing to do. I loved the game and was the best player in our area, so I joined the university team. It was a lot of pressure playing for one of the best university teams in the country. It was a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice, but a great time nevertheless.
So, what happened after graduating from university?
I had a choice to start working as a news reporter, since that was my major, or continue as a football player. I chose the second option. I joined the professional team a week after my graduation and played with them for the next 7 years. In those 7 years, I underwent 7 serious surgeries and had 3 head injuries.
I have been following your career and have heard of those injuries. It must have been very difficult for your family to watch you in so much pain.
Yes, my wife and my father are the 2 people who helped me make the decision to leave football behind. They are the most important influences in my life, so I listened to them. When I was growing up, my father always told me that football is not the only thing in life. There are other things to strive for.
So, what are your plans now? What will be your next passion?
I want to be with my family more. I want to be a dad. For the last 2 years, I've been hosting my own show about hunting. My parents always taught me to use all that I've learned for the next stage in my life and to be the best I can be in it. So I guess that's what I will be doing with this show now. I have always enjoyed the outdoors, so this kind of work suits me well.
Well, I guess we'll be colleagues now, Peter. It's great to hear that you found your passion in life again. But let me ask you, do you ever miss football now?
You know, my coach's words on the day we won the national championship were, "Guys, don't let this be the most important day of your lives. There are bigger things in life, bigger things to enjoy." So I can't even tell you the last time I thought about football, even professional football. I am at a different stage now, and life is just as exciting as it was before.
I am very glad to hear that, Peter. Thank you for sharing your story.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.